Or you can tell me about what you think about what Becky Cele has been saying. That's the big news story of the day, if you were listening to that one. Police Minister General Becky Cele, we still call him General for some reason, together with the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Sihle Zikalala, this morning giving an update on the law enforcement and social cohesion interventions in Phoenix. So that briefing, following the unrest that we saw last month, the loss of life, the damage to property. So Becky Cele holding that press conference today at the Inanda Police Station in KZN, he wanted to clear the muddied waters with facts, assuring the nation the crimes won't go unpunished, setting the record straight. So according to the fact there, 36 people were killed in the violence in Phoenix. And just harrowing the way that he was describing how 30 of them were shot, two were run over, two were burnt. Police are investigating 52 cases of attempted murder. They're also looking at the private security industry as well. So more details given about that. And the minister has set out exactly what went down in Phoenix, how some motorists were allegedly taken out of their cars and assaulted with baseball bats and bricks. Have a listen to what the minister has been saying.
Motorists were allegedly forcefully taken out of their motor vehicles and then assaulted with baseball bats, bricks and sticks. Some people were even butchered with bush knives and other sharp instruments. It is alleged that some people were shot and killed and their vehicles were set alight. Aside from the detailed police reports that I have seen, I have had personal accounts of residents from neighboring Pambai, Zwelisha, and Mawuti. They have told us how they narrowly escaped death with trying to enter Phoenix to access clinics and local pharmacy. Have also met with Phoenix community members who have condemned these savage acts, and many are coming forward with information that is assisting police investigation. The events in Phoenix, which I have learned, have claimed lives of 36 people. Our investigation showed that 30 of those who were killed were shot. Two were burned to death, one was stabbed, and another was run over by a motor vehicle. Two others died from the brutal injuries they sustained after being assaulted. In total, police are investigating 52 cases of attempted murder and probing 9 cases of common assault and 16 cases of assault GBH. Members of the media, police investigation continue and these figures will be updated. I want to be very clear about this. What happened in Phoenix were criminal acts of the worst kind, which also took a racial turn. These acts have no place in our society, and the perpetrators will be arrested and prosecuted. A team of 31 experienced detectives from the province and national have been deployed to investigate, make arrests, and attend court cases to ensure justice prevails.
Becky Cele speaking this morning in Phoenix, watching that for us. Nkosi Khona Duma, Eyewitness News reporter. Nkosi Khona, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. It seemed as though Becky Cele was very clear about trying to clarify the facts here. He spoke often about fake news, about misreporting as well. What sense did you get from him during the press conference?
Well, Mandy, that is absolutely correct. The minister, really stressing the importance of reporting and sharing information that is correct about what happened, given the sensitivity of that matter. Mandy, one of the issues, of course, in Phoenix is the racial tensions. The minister also giving us details about, the killings in terms of the racial profile of the people that were killed, as well as the racial profile of the people that have been subsequently arrested. Mandy, it appears from what the minister has told us, because, he needed to back this claim up, that one of the issues that took place there was that, people were racially profiled. Well, based on the minister's briefing today, Mandy, we heard that from the 36 people that you aptly reported to, that were killed in Phoenix, the minister says that 33 of them were African, 3 were of Indian descent. In terms of the people that have been arrested, the minister did not have a correct figure, but he said that about 22 people were arrested in total, but he said about 3 or 4, and I quote him here, were African of those people that were arrested, and the rest were of Indian descent. Against that backdrop, Bendy, you can imagine then the relations in that part of society. Hence, he stressed as well the importance of now making sure that, you know, social relations are not further, you know, damped or you know, worsened. The Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Sihle Zikalala, stepping in there, saying that a plan is already in motion. You know, a social cohesion plan is taking place, and there's a council that is specifically looking at that, saying issues like, you know, things like arts and culture and sport and development will be used as part of a strategy to make sure that no deaths take place and that, you know, people are not victimized on the basis of their race.
Right. What about the mythical instigators? Bheki Cele has been speaking about the fact that many of them have been arrested. He said that one of them was even arrested today, a big fish. Did he give any more detail about this?
No, he didn't. He instead allowed the police commissioner of the provincial commissioner, rather, Mendy, of KwaZulu-Natal, Ndlandla Mkhwanazi, who declined to give further details, including names, saying that investigations are, you know, at a sensitive stage and they do not want to jeopardize that, Mendy. You know, the police are looking at a number of cases in this particular matter. I mean, in total, they're looking at about 52 cases of attempted murder, saying that revealing too much information in the media could, you know, affect, you know, the investigations that are still ongoing, and it could also, you know, serve as a trigger to would-be criminals. Another striking, you know, another issue here that it took me aback, Mendy, really, with this press briefing, was that 112 guns were found, illegal firearms, in Phoenix following the civil unrest. And we know police have only arrested about 22 people. Eyewitnesses also asked about, if you have found 112 guns, where did you collect them? From whom did you get it? Again, we were told that we're going to have to wait. But it's clear that, you know, some arrests would have to be made, because I can't imagine that 112 guns were found from one home, given the fact that the police commissioner said that many of these guns were handguns.
Sure. Nkosi Khona, thank you so much. Nkosi Khona Duma, Eyewitness News reporter, looking at that press conference with Minister Bheki Cele. And that's effectively an arsenal that's been recovered there of illegal firearms. And still, we don't know who these instigators are. Who are the people that were arrested? I did see that 30-year-old Mbuso Moloi, he was the Mercedes-Benz driver who went viral on social media after he was filmed looting in Durban. He's in court today. He intends pleading guilty. Granted bail 5,000 rand. So we know who he is, but we still don't know who the instigators are. Let me know what you think about what Bheki Cele has been saying in Phoenix.